On the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline right now, we have Rob Rubick, and he is one of the organizers of the 2024 Celebrity Basketball Game coming to Allendale High School, the Ottawa County Deputy Sheriff's Association, proudly presenting Ottawa County All-Stars versus the Detroit Lions Legends. So, Rob, tell us what this event is all about.
Well, Jess, it's all about raising money for the police. Because we have to understand in today's society, different budgets, whether it's city, county, state budgets, there's not a lot of wiggle room for police officers to get stuff that maybe isn't an in-line type of item that yet they may need and that they feel that would help them, you know, help protect us. And that's their job. And that's what, you know, and I'm a big pro-police guy. And I've been doing this for 30-some years since I played for the Lions. I've run this fundraiser to help police, firemen across the state of Michigan get extra money for what they need that isn't covered. That being said, it's a great time. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a ton of kids into the game from ages, you know, 3 to 13, 18, whatever, to play with us, to ref with us, to shoot free throws. We lift them up. We're like the Globetrotters, Jess. We're just not very good.
Okay.
You know, we're as far as having fun and screwing around, we're right with them.
Okay.
As far as making baskets, we don't consider ourselves basketball players. We're a bunch of former players who kind of hobble around, but boy, we have fun.
Okay.
And I always tell people when we have fun, and you can tell because you can't fake fun, Jess. You know that.
No, that's true.
See a bunch of grown men out there running around in basketball uniforms who probably have no business still being in a basketball uniform, but we have a great time and where kids have a blast. And they don't know us. You know, they don't know Herman Moore and Corey Schlesinger and Rob Rubick. But the parents do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they can tell their kids. And now with Google, you can Google us and look us up and say, oh, they did play quite a while and played in the NFL. So it's a chance for us to get out into communities and for a great cause to help the police. And like I said, firemen, we also do a lot of games with as well.
Okay. Can I ask why you chose basketball? Because one would think maybe you'd want to do something footballish because you guys played football. But
we had enough of that.
Okay.
Well, you know, we do. We'll incorporate a lot of football into our game. But it's just something that we can get out into the communities. It's a good, you know, I've been doing this for 35 years. And I did it when I played. I started running it, and it's a thing in the wintertime that you can get out and do. You can't play basketball or football in the winter in the snow in Michigan. Well, this year you probably could.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play, you know, soccer. You can't play hockey. Well, you could do hockey, but we can't skate. So basketball was just it was a nice fit.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get out there and just kind of mumble our way around, but we have fun, and the kids will have fun. We are there. We've been there quite a few years now. And every time we go there, the crowd leaves and they're thankful and they're saying what a wonderful chance it was for them to get pictures with players and get into the game and have a good family type of evening.
Sure. You mentioned some of the names. I mean, who is making up this team? Are you like the Globetrotters? Do you rotate the roster in and out? Who all is going to be there?
Well, I have a core because I have like Herman Moore and Corey Schlesinger pretty much play every game. Because they're good names. They're both, you know, the 75th Hall of Fame anniversary team for the Lions. They're mm-hmm. both memorable players in Detroit, had great careers. I think Herman's actually should be a Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer. He may not make it, but he, you know, he changed the game. And when you're a 7'2 high jumper, and how old you are, Jess, but they used to throw fade stops to Herman. That's when the route started in the NFL. And he'd back shoulder throw it or catch it. And he was just a tremendous career. And Corey Schlesinger, you know, Eddie Murray will play. Jason Hansen played some with me. I got different guys, but myself, Herman and Corey pretty much play all 20 of our games around the state of Michigan because I like someone that people will remember. You know, I got Scott Conover who does a great job. He played 7 years in the league, started 6 years at tackle for the Lions. Mm-hmm. He's an offensive lineman. You know how that goes. People don't remember them as much because they're not touching the football.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the guys that come do a great job, and they will be favorites of the fans by the time they leave.
So you're going to be at the Allendale High School, and
yep.
Again, I got the thing here. Tickets are $25 general admission or two tickets for a special price of $40, and then you even have a family plan for mom, dad, and they can bring all the kids for $50.
Right.
And then
none of that goes to us. It mm-hmm. goes to the – and that's the thing. The police, Wolverine Productions, does a great job telemarketing this and getting people to come out, and the police get a great chunk of this money that goes directly to their special needs fund that they can do with it what they want, and it works well for everyone. Mm-hmm. We enjoy it. The police make money. They enjoy playing against us. and we enjoy playing against them because they're not usually very good.
Okay.
And and the kids have a riot. And you know, Jeff, I don't know if you're a father or a parent.
Oh, yes, I am.
If your kids are happy, you're happy. It just boils over.
It does. So, because you said you're like the Globetrotters, you're not very good. Now, the Globetrotters have certain set routines. Do you guys have little routines that
you
do? Oh, you do?
We have a lot of different skits, a lot of different things you'll see us do. We that we do week in and week out. And we try to, you know, freshen it up each year a little bit, try to think of some new things. We got some standard ones, which are really good, which I think are good, and they involve, you know, certain players have different things that they do with the crowd. And when you see Corey Schlesinger, you'll think he could still play.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be 50 years old this year.
Hmm.
And he looks like he could go out and play tomorrow. I mean, he is just a rock.
Yeah.
And it'll be good. Come on out, support it. There, you know, we sell T-shirts and footballs and so forth myself, because that helps supplement our, you know, as far as the driving and the expense,
sure,
and the gas and hotels and so forth that we use. But, yeah, so come on out, and we'd love to entertain you.
Have you found that since you've been doing
it? Oh, by the way,
yeah.
I'm a Grand Valley Laker, too. I don't know if you knew that.
I read that. I am a Grand Valley Laker as well.
Yeah, I'm an alumni of Grand Valley. That's where I played my collegiate before I went to the NFL. So
yeah.
I know the Allendale area quite well.
Yeah. Have you found with the resurgence of the franchise when you're doing this, there's a little bit more interest in what you guys are doing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the thing with me is I do a show at Ford Field currently every Sunday for home games, where it's called Chalk Talk. It's in the Bud Light Zone on the second level in the concourse. And I do it for an hour before every game, and I bring in alumni. So a lot of these guys that play for me will come in, and we'll talk during the season this year. We talk about the game before, and we'll talk about the game that day at Ford Field. So I still have my finger on the pulse a little bit of what's going on with the organization, and it's incredible. I think Dan Campbell may only be outdone by one person. That might be Brad Holmes, the GM, who's just everything he's touching is turning to gold as far as draft picks and trades.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch what he's doing this year, and he's getting top players in the free agency market and not spending top dollar for them. And that's the key, because the less you spend, the more you can spend on different people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a lifelong Michigander in my 48 years, and, you know, I remember the ups and the downs, and we've had a lot more downs than ups. And, I mean, it was almost surreal watching this season. But to think, you know, while we're in the upper echelon now, this is what it's like.
And it's tough to change your paradigm. I mean, you kept waiting for the wheels to fall off the cart. I mean, because we've been there. Believe me, I'm an alumni, and I played 7 years. But I've watched them for the last 30 or so, and I get it. I understand the frustration with the fans of Detroit, but Detroit Lions fans are second to none. I mean, you go, how about this year in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever they went, there was 10, 15,000 Lion fans at every game on the road this year.
Yeah. Well, it's a feel good, and people want to feel good.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's not a fluke. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
They got talent.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, smoke and mirrors, the underdog story. No, they got a lot of players that are really good now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can X and O's so much, but, you know, they say X's and O's, but Jimmys and Joes get it done. And they got a lot of Jimmys and a lot of Joes right now.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of Jimmys and Joes on your Detroit Lions.
They're just older.
Your Detroit Lions Legends team. And, again, this is going to be coming up at Allendale High School. What time is this thing?
7 o'clock tip off.
Okay.
You know, we get out at about 6:30, and we get there early. Usually, Corey and I, and whoever shows up early, we'll be signing before the game, and then we'll sign autographs at halftime for whoever wants them. Usually, we get all six guys at halftime, get autographs. Like I said, we sell shirts and little mini footballs and so forth, so they can get whatever they need.
Okay. Again, it's the Ottawa County All-Stars versus the Detroit Lions Legends this Saturday, March 23rd at 7 o'clock at Allendale High School. If people want to get tickets, I mean, obviously they can just come to the school, but what is the best place to get them?
Well, they can also get them online, I think, at Wolverine, like Michigan Wolverine Productions.
Mm-hmm.
That is the name of the telemarketing company that puts this on. He's the sponsor, basically. I'm the entertainment, and the police are the clients, and they're the ones that supplement, you know, get the money and pay the police and so forth. And the beautiful thing I like about this is their books are in the open for the police. It's not like they're skimming money or hiding money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all open and above board. And I worked with Barry for over 30 years, the president of this company, and he is totally forthright and on the level. So it's a well worth cause, and it helps the police, and that's the bottom line.
Everything on the up and up. All righty.
Yes.
Well, we've been talking to Rob Rubick, and he will be out there along with some of your Detroit Lions legendary favorites coming up this Saturday night, March 23rd, Allendale High School, home of the Falcons, and it'll be about 7 o'clock, and then they usually come about 6:30, and I get the impression while this is it's not super duper formal. It's fun, but it's not formal.
No, it's just people
walk in and have a good time.
It's a fun fest.
Yes.
Yep. Come in when you come in, and if you come in too late, we may grab you and bring you out and scold you for coming in late.
Okay.
So be careful.
Now, by the way, is there anybody on your team who really should not be near a basketball?
Yes, Corey Schlesinger. Okay. He was a two-time 189-pound state wrestling champ. And I know how familiar you are with wrestling. Wrestlers are just nasty, mean,
they are tough
people.
Yes, yes.
But, man, they stink at basketball.
Okay.
Because their seasons overlap, so they never play. They are always wrestling.
Okay. And then on the flip side, do you have anybody who's really, really, like,
freakish? Herman's really good.
He's really good?
Back in the day, I was decent, but I've kind of outlived my worth right now. I was an all-state basketball player in high school. Actually, I went to Grand Valley to play basketball, but when I went there, I wasn't tall enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked on and played football, which worked out pretty well.
Okay. If memory serves, I believe Herman played a little basketball at Virginia. I think he might have played.
He may have. I know he high jumped. He ran track. He was a 7'2 high jumper.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. A tremendous athlete and just great with the kids. Wait till you see these. And I'm so proud of my guys. You know, they don't come drinking and smoking. They come and they represent these guys. And that's the thing about doing with these legends, we call ourselves, is they have families, and, you know, I'm a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're role models, and we know we're role models, and we take pride in being role models.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's going to be a good time for all. Again, it's coming up this Saturday at Allendale High School. And if people want more information, they should visit wolverineproductions.org. Thank you so much, Mr. Rubik, for your time.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Rob Rubik, everybody. Former Grand Valley State University Laker. Another one of his jobs is he's one of the broadcasters for Eastern Michigan University on their radio network.